the suffering man said, "This is the hour with him, dragging me." But my soul said to me, "Beware, come, and I shall teach you about the horror of the West." I opened my mouth to my soul to answer what he said. "This is all too much for me today. My soul has disagreed with me. Now this is beyond all exaggeration. This is like abandoning me. My soul should not depart. He should stand up for me about all this. He may be far from my body, from the net of ropes, but he will not manage to escape on the day of pain. Look, my soul is misleading me, though I will not listen to him. He is, in effect, dragging me to extinction, though I have not got there yet. He is throwing me on the fire to burn me up. What is he suffering that he turns his back on his brother? He should stay close to me on the day of pain. He should stand on my side, like a praise singer does. This is the way to journey safely. Oh, my soul, foolish to belittle the sorrow which is due to life. You, who are in effect forcing me to extinction, though I have not got there yet, make the West sweet for me. Is this so painful? Life is a transitory time. The trees fall. Trample on evil and push my misery away. May Thoth, who appeases the gods, judge me. May the moon god, who writes very truth, defend me. May the sun god, who controls the solar bark, listen to my speech. May Isdes in the holy chamber defend me, for my need is pressing. A weight he has placed on me. Oh, what sweet relief if the gods drove off the burden of my body." What my soul said to me, "Aren't you a man? So you're alive. But what for? You should value life like a lord of riches." I said, "So I haven't passed away yet, but that's not the point. Indeed, you're the one leaping away, and you'll be uncared for with every desperado saying he'll seize you. But if you are dead, but with your name still alive, that place will be an alighting place, attractive to the heart. Then the West, that inescapable voyage, will be a harbour. If my soul listens to me with no dissent, with his heart in accord with mine, all will be well for him. I shall make him reach the West like someone in a royal pyramid at whose burial a survivor has waited. I'll make a shelter for your corpse so that you'll make another soul in oblivion envious. I'll make a shelter so that you'll not be too cold, and make another soul who is scorched envious. I'll drink at the river lip and raise a shady spot so that you'll make another soul who is hungry envious. But if you force me towards extinction in this manner, you will find nowhere to alight in the West. Be steadfast, my soul, my brother, so that an heir can make offerings of food and wait at the grave on the day of burial and spread out a bed of the necropolis." My soul opened his mouth to me to answer what I said. "If you really think about burial, it is heartbreak. It is bringing the gift of tears, causing a man misery. It is taking a man out from his house and throwing him onto the desert. You will not come up again to see the sunlight. They who built in granite, who constructed shrines and royal pyramids as perfect works, so that the creators should become gods, their tombstones have vanished. Like the oblivious ones, lying dead on the shore for lack of a survivor, when the flood has taken its toll, and the sunlight too, to whom only the fish of the water's edge speak. Listen to me. Look, it's good to listen to people. Follow the happy day. Forget care. Listen to me. A little man ploughs his plot. He loads his harvest into a boat and tows it along, for his feast day is approaching and he has seen the darkness of a north wind rising. He watches carefully in the boat as the sun goes down, gets out with his wife and children, and they perish by a pool infested by night with a swarm of crocodiles. And at last he sits down and breaks silence, saying, "I am not weeping for that mother, although she has no way out of the West to be on earth another time. But I shall always think about her children, crushed in the egg, who saw the face of the crocodile god before they had lived." Listen to me. A little man asks for lunch. His wife tells him it'll soon be supper time. He goes outside for one moment to relieve himself. He behaves like a stranger when he returns to his house. His wife pleads with him, but he will not listen to her when he's relieved himself, and the whole family is wrecked. I open my mouth to my soul to answer what he said to me. Look, my name reeks. Look, more than the smell of carrion on summer days when the sky is hot. Look, my name reeks. Look, more than the smell of eel traps on a day of fishing when the sky is hot. Look, my name reeks. Look, more than the smell of birds, more than a reed clump full of fledglings. Look, my name reeks. Look, more than the smell of fishermen, more than the creaks of the pools they have fished. Look, my name reeks. Look, more than the smell of crocodiles, more than sitting under the riverbank with a swarm of crocodiles. Look, my name reeks. More than a woman about whom lies are told to her man. Look, my name reeks. Look, more than a healthy child who they say is hated by his father. Look, my name reeks. Look, more than a town of the sovereign that utters treason behind his back. Oh. Who can I talk to today? For brothers are bad and friends of today do not love. Who can I talk to today? For hearts are selfish and every man is stealing from his fellow. Who can I talk to today? Mercy has perished and the fierce man has descended on everyone. Who can I talk to today? For they are content with bad and good is overthrown everywhere. Who can I talk to today? He who should enrage a man with his bad deeds makes everyone laugh with his evil crimes. Who can I talk to today? They plunder, and every man is seizing his fellow. Who can I talk to today? For the wrongdoer is a close friend, and the brother with whom one dealt is now an enemy. Who can I talk to today? The past is not remembered, and no one helps him who gave help then. Who can I talk to today? For brothers are bad, and one turns to strangers for honesty. Who can I talk to today? People are expressionless, and every man's face is downturned against his brother's. Who can I talk to today? For hearts are selfish, and no man's heart can be relied on. Who can I talk to today? There are no just men, and the land is left over to the unjust. Who can I talk to today? A close friend is nowhere, and one turns to an unknown man to protest. Who can I talk to today? There is no one who is content, and he with whom one walked is no more. Who can I talk to today? I am weighed down with misery for want of a close friend. Who can I talk to today? For wrong roams the earth, and there will be no end to it. Death is to me today like a sick man's recovery, like going out after confinement. Death is to me today like the smell of myrrh, like sitting under a sail on a windy day. Death is to me today like the smell of flowers, like sitting on the shore of drunkenness. Death is to me today like a well-trodden path, like a man coming home from an expedition. Death is to me today like the sky clearing, like a man grasping what he did not know before. Death is to me today like a man longing to see home, having spent many years in captivity. For there, a man will be a living God, punishing the wrongdoer's action. For there, a man will stand in the solar bark, apportioning its choice offerings to the temples. For there, a man will be a sage who cannot, when he speaks, be stopped from appealing to the sun god. What my soul said to me, throw complaint over the fence, oh, my partner, my brother. May you burn offerings on the altar and cling to life by the means you describe. And love me here, having put aside the West, but still desire to reach the West when your body ends its journey. I shall be here with you when you are weary. So shall we make harbour together. So it ends from start to finish, as found in writing.